Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I am your host, Don Fleming. Had to hook up a little Fabu straight out of Detroit, Michigan. Had a little underground hit in 1995. Name of the song is called Just Roll. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I do this every Thursday. So make sure you guys tune in 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in the Central Time, so Central Time, it's usually 7 o'clock. So that's an hour before I usually say, just to kind of understand, you know. But anyway, we got music on the way. We got some disco. We got some music from Odyssey on the way. We got some Sky. Had the ladies of Sky on the show a few months back. They were just amazing. Got some RJ's latest arrival on the way. And I might sneak in a nice little slow jam from the summer of 1987 from a group by 4x4. Group by 4x4. 4x4. Anyway. and I just so happened, again, it is a cold night. We had a little snow. I am in Little Rock, and we had a little snow. It's a little cold. I think it's around 19 degrees right now. So I'm doing okay. You know, our electric is still on, so there's really no power outages. Knock on wood. So I just want to send a prayer for out those who are listening out there in internet land and all that good stuff, just to make sure to stay safe. And have plenty of food, water, bread, whatever. And I have my partner on hanging out with me, of course. He's getting ready to eat dinner, so I won't bother him. You know, he's on a tight schedule. I have my partner, Wardell Potts Jr., hanging out for Throwback Thursday Night. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? It's my wife's birthday, and I forgot to mention that on
Happy
the earlier
birthday,
show.
Happy birthday, Gayla!
Yes, yes, yes. It's her birthday. So we are celebrating her birthday now. So when she came in, I had the fire going. That's what she wanted. Had a cake out. And my daughter cooked her the vegetable soup that she wanted for dinner. And so that's what we're having. And so as soon as 7 o'clock came, she says, okay, time to eat. I go, no, I got a radio. Just take your radio now. And so, but anyway, I just wanted to say, thank you again for hosting the show earlier today. That was awesome. And it's freezing out here. It's going down to 23 degrees. It's going down to 23,
wow.
Man. I might as well be back in Philly. Good gracious.
Texas weather, South weather is just amazing. It's 28 degrees here. So.
Wow. And so do you have to drip?
Yes, we do.
Do you have?
Yes, we do. So our pipes won't get busted or anything like that. Yeah, we have to turn on the drip just a little bit.
Yep, that's what we're doing too. So I never had to do that. I never did that before in my entire life. So it's like, what? What's dripping? So in California, it don't get this cold. So, and I was out there for 40 years. So, I know. So Throwback Thursday Night with Don Fleming. So good gracious. You know, I'm just excited. Your music will be the music for this party right now. So I want you to have a good time.
Oh.
You're gonna be on the loud.
Well, I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna do right by you. And again, send a birthday shout out to Gayla, your beautiful wife. Happy birthday, Gayla, again. We gotta go ahead. You go ahead and enjoy your family, but I'm gonna go ahead and play some music. I'm gonna go ahead and start off. We had this brother on the show a few months back by the name of Chucky Booker, man. We got to get Chucky back on. He is amazing.
Yeah.
He is an amazing artist. That Nice and Wild album got me through my freshman year. Who?
Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. No. Is that the
name? Bang Boys.
Who was the
name? You said
Now, what was the lady? She is so funny. What's the lady's name? You know, we were just talking about her the other day. It was a great interview we had with her. She's so sweet. You interviewed her. You know what's interesting? You know what I'm about?
Well, I've had Shirley Jones on from the Jones Girls. I've had Denise Williams on the show.
Yeah,
shout out to Denise Williams. She's amazing. We got to get her back on. Hold on. Were you trying to sing "Let's Hear It for the Boy"?
Yeah. No.
I
wanted to sing that, but I sang the wrong song.
You know what? I can't with you, brother. I can't with you. Let's go ahead and start this show off. This music from Chucky Booker. Don't you know I love you? You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I have no clue.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Alan Fleming. I had to hook up that one from 1982. That was music from Sky, Let's Celebrate. Beautiful song. I love that. Definitely a roller skating jam. Shout out to the ladies of Sky, by the way. They are still out there doing it. The Dunning sisters, of course, Dolores, Bonnie, and Miss Denise. I want to thank them for hanging out on the show a few months back. Got to get them back on. I love their chemistry. I love their vibe. Straight out of Brooklyn. And here's the thing, their mom is from Little Rock, Arkansas, so shout out. Again, shout out to the ladies of Sky, still out there touring, still out there doing. I don't know if they're doing it now because of the snowstorm up there, so be safe up there, ladies. But before that, Windjammer from 1984, straight out of New Orleans, Louisiana, had a little underground hit in 1984. That song was called Tossing and Turning. The song went well here, but that song blew up in the UK. Cool thing about that is on YouTube, there's still a video of them performing at the Top of the Pops. And I love that song from 1984, Tossing and Turning, and how they met, how they became Windjammer, the group that they are, or actually how they became famous as far as getting signed. One of the members, if I'm saying this story correctly, one of the members snuck into Tito Jackson's hotel room in New Orleans and gave him a demo and walked out. And I guess it was that easy. I guess the hard part was sneaking in. But, of course, the rest is history. The Jacksons were performing in New Orleans, and that's where, Windjammer's hometown. And one of the members snuck in and gave him a demo. So shout out to them. Shout out to, I don't know. Nowadays, you can't really just sneak in hotel rooms and just give people, hey, here's my demo, here's my cassette tape. They don't really do cassette tapes because technology. Again, music from Windjammer, Tossing and Turning, and of course started off the block Chucky Booker, another friend to the show, Don't You Know I Love You, from the fall of 1989. Still got over an hour and a half left of music. I got plenty of time to jam with you. I have plenty of time to kick it with you. Want to remind everybody, if you're on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell a friend's friend to like the page. You know how it goes. They also want to remind you, you can go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, if you want to donate to the show. And also want to remind you, we have a Cash App. So you can go to $SolarRecordsRadio on the Cash App and donate to. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. This music from The System, 1987. Don't Disturb This Groove. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Blooming everywhere.
Throwback Thursday Night on Solar Records Radio. Of course, you guys know that. That is from 1991. That was music from High Five. Of course, that is the signature song called The Kissing Game. And rest in peace again to Tony Thompson. What an amazing young brother. What an amazing voice. I was 15. He was 14. Actually, I was 16. He was 15 at the time, of course, when I Liked the Way It Came out. And I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. I was a big High Five fan and got a chance to interview two of the members on my old radio show, Marcus Sanders and Tristan Irby of High Five. They're just amazing brothers, man. Still on the grind, still out there doing the tour, and I got to get them back on Solar Records Radio. I'd love to have definitely Marcus and Tristan on. Again, rest in peace to Tony Thompson. Before that, from 1977, music from Odyssey, a little disco classic, a little roller skating jam too, called Native New Yorker. And of course, started off the block, music from The System from 1987, Don't Disturb This Groove. And I got to have either Mick Murphy or David Frank on the show. So shout out to The System. They're still, Mick Murphy is still out there performing. So shout out to him. Got a chance to talk to David Frank from The System, and definitely got to get him on the show in the near future. So you're listening to Solar Records Radio every Thursday night, Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly and Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. And we're going to go ahead and keep this music going. I'm a big fan. He's Howard, Wardell's best friend. You know, Wardell's a good friend of Wardell's. Been knowing each other for over 40 years. Got to have him back on the show because he is like an idol of mine. And, of course, when he left Shalimar and went on his solo thing, I Commit to Love was just an amazing album. I think it went double. If I'm not mistaken, it went platinum. And I'm a platinum or double platinum, I want to say. But it sold over a million. And it was just an amazing album, amazing soulful album. And, you know, could have been like a great pop album. But at the time, you know, a lot of being on certain record labels back then, they had a black division and they didn't really like use a lot of their resources to promote a lot of black artists on the pop charts like that. They might do one for that whole label and then, you know, that's it. So, but I Commit to Love was an amazing album. I want to take you guys back to 1986. I'm going to slow it down a little bit, give you a classic from the brother, the man himself, Mr. Howard Hewitt. This is called I'm For Real. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, on Fleming Wardell Potts Jr. I had to take that all the way back to 1984. That was music from New Edition. The name of the song is called I'm Leaving You Again. Before that, I gave you a nice little hit from 1987 from the group 4x4, straight out of New York City. They were from the Bronx, and if I'm not mistaken, Queens, New York, had a nice little slow jam from that summer. Called Come Over, and started off the block, Howard Hewitt from the I Commit to Love album from 1986. That is, of course, I'm For Real. And I'm for real right now because I got Wardell, I got my partner hanging out with me. Of course, Howard Hewitt is your friend, he was a colleague. Man, what did you think about that solo album? I know you were proud of him. What did you think about that I Commit to Love album, man?
Well, you know, I've always been real close to whatever Howard was doing because, you know, we started with Shalimar together in 79, and for me that was like the beginning of a long, long relationship, and he's always been in my life and always been there for me, and likewise for him for many, many years, and so whatever he was doing, one of the things I envied was that he worked with Stanley Clark, and you know, mm-hmm. on his record, and it was just for me, that was the ultimate because I started out as a Latin jazz drummer, and that's who I used to listen mm-hmm. to was Stanley Clark and the group that he was in called Return to Forever, and so. So I was just very proud of Howard. I was happy for him that he had moved on from, you know, just doing the Shalimar thing and just taking on his career, you know, just another journey. And it just was a blessing to watch him.
Wow, wow. And I know you were proud of him and, again, supported everything that he's done. But, again, that album, of course, we were talking off the air a little while back about this, but I wanted to kind of remind the listeners. We talked about how, you know, a lot of major labels, even back then, had like this black division. It was a R&B soul division, and they didn't try to push a lot of those black artists into pop status. And that I Commit to Love, although it went platinum and sold over a million copies, they didn't give him that push like they gave, if I'm not mistaken, I think Anita Baker was on that label too. But they would only push like one black artist at a time. They didn't really push a lot of black artists simultaneously on the label. I don't know if it was resources or what, but it did kind of make you scratch your head a little bit about that, man. Well, I know you being at A&M Records at the time, and again, I'm not saying anything about A&M, but from your experience, do you think what was it about how they felt the need to push one black artist and not only have a certain section, a division, a black division, but just pushing one black artist at a time? And did you see it, or did you ever witness that going to these other labels, or from your experience of what people would tell you?
Well, I was there at A&M for 5 years. And so maybe that could have happened before I got there. At that time, I was so consumed by Solar that I really wasn't paying attention to what other labels was doing. I was just trying to make sure
right.
that Solar did what it was supposed to do. But when I got to A&M, John McClain was the A&R director at that point, and he took it and he signed all these black acts. You know, he had what's the young lady with that beautiful she's and I Like Your Smile.
Shanice Wilson. Yeah.
So, you know, he had her, he had Janet, he had Atlantic Star, he had what's his name, your buddy that was on our show many times. You just played a song the other day. You know what I'm talking about, right? What's his name?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, anyway.
You're not talking about Paul, are you?
No. But he has a new record out. But anyway, I'm looking at his face. I just can't say his name. That's so.
Thinking.
He said, so fine. He's blowing my
Howard.
Mind.
You're talking about Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson. Yeah. So Howard Johnson was signed there. And so it was a lot of black artists that was signed to A&M at the time when I was there, and everybody was coming out. So I did not see what you saw at the time. And while I was there, I was there from 85 to 90. So I'm not sure what years it was that you're talking about, but from 85 to 90. I got to experience a really decent treatment by A&M. As a matter of fact, I had lunch with Herb Alpert and Larry Graham, and it was a bunch of us.
Let me say this. Let me say this. I don't want to cut you off, but let me say this. I think A&M, I don't know if A&M was just that exception to the rule, but A&M, I know they always had a lot of great black artists. I mean, yep. Albert, you know, his music was on the R&B chart, so I get it. I'm talking about like the Electras and the CBS Records and the huge major labels.
I was talking about
if you heard through the grapevine, of course, you being, you know, in the industry, did you ever hear those stories of them just pushing one black artist out there at a time, you know? And I've heard that, you know, I've heard Howard mention that on a couple of interviews that I've seen. And you hear these stories. If I'm not mistaken, the brother from Ready for the World, I think Melvin Riley talked about it, you know? And I think Jamie Foxx at one time kind of elaborated on it. So, but anyway, I know they were, A&M was wonderful, you know, as far as me growing up, you know, Janet Jackson and, you know, and Howard Johnson and all of these other black artists that were just making a lot of great music. But let me shift gears for a quick second, man. I want to go ahead and go into some music. We've got about another 53 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. The next song I want to play, man, again, we're shifting gears a little bit. From the Glenn Jones album, Finesse, I want to play Bring Back Your Love. And you had something to do with that song, man. Talk a little bit about that before I play it, because a lot of the listeners, especially those who are just tuning in and those who are new to the show, hey, everybody new to the show, talk a little bit about the making of that song.
So as we were doing that album, I had been asked to do half the album. And so produce half the album. So Ricky Fries and myself, we did. And Dana Marshall came in and helped as well. I remember not really knowing. I just knew the name. I knew Glenn's history and stuff. And then, you know, when he came to the studio, it was a beautiful, amazing pleasure to meet, you know, somebody that was just so so gentle about his abilities to be able to do what he did when he went into the studio. Mm-hmm. He was very humble, right? And so he would come, and he was just real fun. And all of a sudden, you could be friends with him immediately. Like, he didn't have to go through trying to see if we could be friends. He was just that kind of friendly country kind of brother, you know, and he brought his wife with him, and we met his wife, and it was just really a nice situation. It was just like, you know, you could see it in his eyes that he just, you know, he was just real grateful to work with us, and he just wanted to get something done to see what he could, you know, how the sound of Los Angeles Records would change, you know, his career. And so we were excited to work with him. And then when we heard his pipes, we were like, oh my God, this guy can sing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And we were so not only was he just a real nice and easy person to work with, but he had so much to work with. It was like, oh, we could hit record and walk out the room and come back and say, thank you, catch you later. Because he was so good. But it was just a wonderful journey, you know, working with him and him being a part of, you know, just my whole life, you know, getting the opportunity to work with Glenn Jones. And so it did change his career in a different way. What happened is that every time he went to the overseas, they would tell him what songs they wanted him to perform. And he said, okay. And he was on an interview with us, and he says, Wardell, they told me everything they told me to play was the stuff that you guys did on me. And I was like, what? He's like, yes, they love the sound of Los Angeles Records. So they anything with that sound, they wanted it. And so that's what I had to go and redo my show and go over there and perform it. And he said it was great. I had fun doing it, and it was wonderful. So I was like, wow. The song that you were talking about playing is one of the songs that he had to play.
Man, okay. I love, I keep hearing these stories about the UK and going over there and performing, and the energy is totally different. So I would love to go over there and witness that. And, you know, God gives me life, you know, to get a chance to go out there and do that. I'm definitely going to try to experience that. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you play drums on that song too, right? I know you helped write it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. See? I know the brother who played drums on this Glenn Jones song. That's what I'm talking about. Now you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. Let's take you back to 1984. To the Finesse album, of course, the song that we're talking about. He's a friend of the show, by the way. Shout out to Glenn Jones. Of course, this is Bring Back Your Love. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. Mm-hmm.
that it seems unreal. So you chose to play it safe and go back to him. But now the truth you can't conceal. And you're afraid because you know you were wrong. But don't you know I've been here waiting all along.
Bring back your love.
Finally see the light. So come on,
bring back your love, girl.
I don't wanna lose this love. You left to find the love in here that was never there. Now the fear gone, but you know I understand, so don't be ashamed. What's done is done, and life goes on. A special love like yours is so hard to find. I need you so.
Love, girl.
I never
about this United States country. And right now we're gonna sock up to you. Say Boosie again. Everybody, come on, say Boosie. What? Come on,
Boosie.
Let me hear y'all now.
Boosie.
Come on.
sound that was out there. Whoa, man.
Yeah,
man. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sitting here ready to play the next song, but that song just took me so far out there. What was going on? It made me think of.
That was just, you know, that was Bootsy Collins. You know, the name is Bootsy from the Ace of Base album from 1977. Of course, before that, we started the block off with Glenn Jones' Bring Back Your Love. But going back to Bootsy, yeah, you know, it was something about Ohio at that time. You know, I'm from Arkansas. I know you're from Philly. You know, you're from PA and everything. It was just something about all of these artists, all of this funk music and soul music that came out of Ohio at the time. You know, Bootsy's from Cincinnati, and of course you had the Ohio Players, and you had Dayton, Ohio. You had Heat Wave and Lakeside, and if I'm not mistaken, Midnight Star. I mean, just all of these great groups that came. And I know I'm not mentioning a whole lot of the Slave. Just a lot of great music that came out of Ohio in the 70s, man. It was just something in the water, man. When I got a chance to talk to Steve Arrington on my old radio show, man, I asked him, I said, man, wasn't there something in the water? He said, man, it's just the funk, man. Just the funk, Brother Don, just the funk, you know? So,
I love
that song. And I know it took you back. It took you way back, didn't it?
It really took me someplace else. It was, I think it took me back to the days when I was a kid and I was trying to figure out if I was going to get high or not. I was a kid because I was like, it took me to the Zodiac days with the posters on the wall and the blue light in the ceiling, and everything is just kind of out there. It's just like, it was just out there, man. It was so out there.
Right.
I was like, whoa, what is Don going? What is he doing here? Is that Goldie Mac stash or something? Lord have mercy. I could not get
You know
that.
What? I had to up my game. Why you said that, it's funny you said that, because when I would look at his stash, you know, of course, I would sneak some of his songs into my show. He didn't have this. I went on and added this one because I had to up my funk game, you know, because of Goldie Mac. And again, rest in peace to Goldie Mac, man. What an amazing brother, you know, for my abbreviated time knowing him, man. He had a lot of great knowledge when it came to funk music. So, man, that was for Goldie Mac, man. That was for him.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Well, hey, man, I just want to say that was a bad song right there. So thank you so much for sharing it. And I'm going to bring on a song from a group that I produced back in the day in the 80s.
It's your world.
And,
it's your world.
All right. So here we go, guys. This is called Make It Real by The Jets on Solar Records Radio.
Tonight, it's been a year. Thank you. come and go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all alone. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like boy blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one. It takes a fool. Sometimes you got to suffer. Make it bad.
Like I've always said, I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bones, to the soul, where hearts are home, and I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you, and
Listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. You know what? Before I go into the songs on this recap, I go downstairs for a couple of minutes, and Wardell is killing me on my own show with this
block. What are you
talking
about?
I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. Man, you know what? You took it all the way back. You took it all the way back with the Spinners, man. 1975, Love Don't Love Nobody. It Takes a Fool, of course, from the Mighty, if I'm not mistaken, the Mighty Love album. Cool thing about, we were talking about Ohio. Lead singer at the time, Felipe Wynn, the late great Felipe Wynn, is from Cincinnati. Of course, the Spinners were based in Detroit. And then they went over and did their thing with Tom Bell in Philly. So that kind of, they were kind of that Motown Philly sound of the early 70s also. Go ahead. You were going to say?
No. I was just thinking Motown Philly back again. Doing a little.
Yeah, that Motown, that Motown, that Motown Philly sound, of course. I mean, the Jones Girls, of course, they were from Detroit and went over to Philadelphia International. Gambling Huff, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Bunny Sigler is from Philly. There's a lot of great artists that came out of that time frame, you know, with the Tom Bells and the Gambling Huffs and all those cats out there. As a matter of fact, the Jacksons went to Philly, and I'll show you the way, was produced by Gambling Huff. If I'm not mistaken, I think they had a couple of songs from that album produced by Gambling Huff. And, of course, that was The Spinners. And, of course, before that, Love Train, of course, the universal song of love, Love Train by the OJs from the Backstabbers album, 1972. What are you doing back there?
Oh, me?
What are you doing? Yes.
Are you
dropping, yes. What are you doing?
I just got two solar lamps delivered to me, and I just was opening the box. I didn't know you could hear me.
Good grief! Yes, we can hear you.
Oh God!
Of course, started off the block. The Jets, Make It Real. From 1987, of course, Wardell, you had something to do with that song, if I'm not mistaken, right? Was it that song or just working with them, period?
Yeah, I produced on that album. And so, just work with them, yeah. And you remember, we just had them on. We just interviewed them. That was great.
Yeah,
that
we had Honey and, if I'm not mistaken, Honey and Leroy, the Wolfram brothers from the Jets, on the show a few months back. So shout out to them. Shout out to all of them, man. The whole Wolf Graham family. I know they lost, you know, their dad passed away last year, I think in the spring. So again, shout out to them, and hopefully we can get them back on the show. We got about another 14 minutes left of the show, man. We got probably one more little segment before we end it, but man, what a great show, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and again, happy birthday to your beautiful wife, Gayla.
Thank you.
I'm having fun, man. It is a Thursday night. And it's snowing outside, and, well, actually it was snowing. It's just kind of cold out there right now. So hopefully everyone is staying warm, and hopefully everyone is staying with electric. Down in Texas, I know about that grid. Hopefully you guys won't go through that crap again. So,
we don't want to do that.
But you know what, guys? I'm going to keep this going, man. We still got a few songs. Actually, I'm probably going to do maybe a couple of songs before we close it out. But I am a big fan of this group. I was just a fan of their music, just period. I'm a big RJ's Latest Arrival fan. You remember RJ's Latest Arrival, man?
Nope.
You remember? Oh, man. You don't remember RJ's Latest Arrival? Come on. I'm going to take you back to 1988 and give you a classic from there. This is called Off the Hook. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday Night. We're going to wrap it up. Of course, that was music from RJ's latest arrival from 1988. Name of the song is called Off the Hook. Again, we've got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Again, it's going to wrap it up for us. But any final thoughts tonight, man? What a show. I appreciate you hanging out with me.
Hey, I just want to say thanks again, brother, for blessing the station. And thanks to all the listeners for, you know, blessing us as well. We appreciate you guys very much for hanging out. And I want to remind you guys that Goldie Mac will be on in 1 hour on, that's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard, right? Was that 1 hour from now? 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
So check his show out. We're just remembering him. And you'll hear what Don was talking about when he talked about how funky or how his music was. He is definitely a talented brother. So, but anyway, that's it for us. And thank you again. Don't forget tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the sale of the Los Angeles Records. Thank you so much for blessing us. We appreciate you. That's
man,
it.
Man, again, I was just so, for all those who are listening to the show, again, thank you guys for tuning in every Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Thank you for hanging out with me. If you can't catch the live, make sure you can go to the Solar Records Radio Facebook page, like that page, click on the link, and you can definitely hear it. And again, you can definitely listen to the playback. And I appreciate all of the feedback. Shout out to all of those who are listening, all of those who are enduring the weather or hopefully staying warm, and you're able to take time out of your schedule and listen to the show. I really appreciate it. I, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys again. 2022, Solar Records Radio. Hopefully, you know, God blesses this show. God blesses us. We're definitely going to take this to a different plateau, and I'm just so excited. Just the interviews, not just you know, just to show the quality of the show itself, which I feel there's a quality there. But, you know, the guests and just, you know, just the whole ambiance of the show and the legacy. And, of course, reminding you again, like Wardell said, tomorrow coming up on Solar Weekend, kicking it off with Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio. Oh, Solar Records on Solar Records Radio. Solar stands for Sounds of Los Angeles Records. So, but anyway. I'm Don Fleming. I will see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. Wardell, man, thank you again. I've been thanking you for all night for hanging out with me. I know you're spending time with the family, and I know you got those horses out there and the pigs and the chickens and the, you know, you Farmer John down there in Texas.
Yes. I got a closing song if you want. But if you
got, I'm gonna go ahead and close out this song because it's one of those positive songs. I think I played it the other day, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it again for those who are going through the rain. It's all right. You're gonna be all right. Gonna close it out.
Yes.
Tanya Blunt from 1994. This is Through the Rain. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night, guys.
Good night,
Wardell.
Reality in you, yeah. I'm not looking for a diamond ring, not into my
your face.